But you felt it was a lonely experience.
It was a lonely experience. I think all Miss Americas will say that. If you're older, it's easier. It's a hard job. You travel almost every day. You aren't around people your own age. You live with a chaperone. It's easier now with social media and cell phones. But at that time, it was very expensive to make long-distance phone calls. I was making a lot of money, and the pageant was wonderful. They didn't charge you a management fee or an agent fee. Every cent you made, you received. I went from living on my parents' $10 a month allowance when I was in school. And my first day, I think I made $1,000. That was a lot of money in 1966. I had a $10,000 scholarship, and I made a lot of money that year. The pageant didn't keep a penny. They did all of my bookings. All of my expenses were paid, first class, had an apartment in New York. The pageant's very, very good to the women.
You were busy shaking hands and smiling. Now, the only difference here is you didn't have to walk in to introduce yourself to anybody.
That's right.
They already knew who you were, so that had to help your shyness.
It helped me so much. Right. Yes, I always had someone there. What was exhausting for someone who's not an extrovert was the constant giving of energy to others. So it was very helpful, even then, with a chaperone, especially the chaperones who were extroverts, because they would absorb some of that for me. We would arrive, and of course they were excited to see Miss America, and I would be pleasant. I'm a pretty pleasant person. I would be pleasant, but if I had to converse with them from the minute I arrived until I went to bed that night, I just couldn't handle it. It just drained me. So if I was traveling with the chaperone who was the extrovert, they loved it. They were with me for a month and home for 2 months. We would get in the car, and they would talk to the sponsors. They would talk nonstop in the car. Then I would talk and have the energy for the time that I was working, which was supposed to only be for 4 hours. But this was every day. So it was exhausting.
And you realize there's more to life than shaking hands and smiling.
Yes. I have not run for office.
You must have been asked to run for office in Oklahoma.
Well, yeah, and I have considered it from time to time because I do love people and I love serving the public in that way. If I can have my own pacing, I even like the shaking hands because I like interacting with people. But I have to pace myself. I can't just do it all day, every day, and politicians need to be able to do that.